All human beings must be born free from indoctrination. No child is to be lied to, misled, tricked, manipulated, coerced, fractured, stressed, threatened, or punished. All human beings must be introduced to an honest, authentic, and truth-oriented culture aimed to converge on wisdom. No child is to be taught opinions as facts, falsehoods as truths, and fantasies as realities. All human beings must be free from oppression and hate. All must be recognized as students and guided to knowledge, wisdom, and eventual greatness. All human beings must be free from poverty. No child is to inherit poverty or be placed in poverty of any kind. All human beings must be granted open access to the entirety of human knowledge. It must be presented with great honor and great dignity by real and authentic professional teachers. All human beings must be part of cultures that do not tolerate torture, that do not tolerate enhanced interrogation, that do not tolerate slavery, that do not tolerate inhumane detention. No government should benefit any and all cultures of hate, forced labor, concentration camps, detention camps, prison camps, and similar. All human beings must live in cultures free of prisons that scientifically recognize the criminal mind as unfortunately ill and potentially requiring lifelong supervision and medical care in medical facilities with compassionate and understanding and well-trained and well-paid medical staff. All human beings must belong to cultures free from violence-oriented first responders and police. A police officer can only save, protect, and or remove people from danger. Police is to leave the conflict and capture to trained medical professionals equipped with humane means of disarming dangerous situations and individuals. All human beings must only participate in systems of politics far removed from money-making and focused on representing their people only. All politicians that accept or make or exchange or trade money or benefit financially, directly or indirectly, in any way, must permanently leave office. All human beings must be part of legal systems that constantly review their laws. Short-sighted laws that impact humanity negatively, that rob it of hope and beauty, that hold its progress back, must be put under constant review. Let us aim to learn to think like the people that made the Universal Declaration of Human Rights a reality. But let us work together to comprehend all the declarations and laws of our world. Let us make all the much-needed repairs and ensure that the future of our kind is worthy of each and every one of us at our best. Let us bring the Universal Declaration of Human Rights into our homes. Let us dream. Let us think. Let us change the future for better. Let us change the future for best.